A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud Special. Thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland, and to our illustrious Chaverim gathered in person and virtually. Sukkah Nun Vav, Sukkah 56A, pagination, page 111. Counting up from the bottom of the page, five lines at the end of the line, we're going to get the very end of the Mishnah and a very famous Gemara that expounds upon it. The Mishnah states, last words of Maseches Sukkah, Bilga, the family of Bilga, one of the Kohanim families, La'olam choleches bedarom, always divides their portion in the south, which was the less prestigious position, Vitabato Kivua, and its ring in which they would put the carbon and hold it in place. While they did Shechita, it was closed, it was tight. They would have to borrow a ring. They did not have the prestige of having their own ring for their family. Vachalona Stuma, and the special window from where they kept their supplies, so the Bilga window was closed, and they would have to make other arrangements for their supplies. They lost out on these aspects of prestige. The question, of course, is why? What did they do that was so terrible that they lost these prestigious aspects in the Beis HaMikdash? So let's turn to Amud Beis, the final page of the Masechta, and you'll see where the wide lines begin. Count up three lines at the end of a line by the two dots. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Bilga le'olam choleches bedarom, that they're always in the south. And the Gemara explains, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Ma'asa b'Miriam bas Bilga. There's a story of a woman by the name of Miriam who was part of this family, Bilga. Shehemira dosa, that she violated the faith. Vaholcha v'nises l'sadratyot echod me'malcha yevonim. And she got married to one of the ministers of the Greek kings. And when the Syrian Greeks, in the time period preceding the miracle of Hanukkah, came to the Heichal, she came with. It must have been quite a scene as they trespassed in the Beis HaMikdash. She kicked with her sandal, with her shoe. Agabi amizbeach, on the mizbeach. Va'omra, and she said, Lucus, Lucus, wolf, wolf, admose atamachala mamonan shal Yisrael, you're using up the money of Yisrael, of the Jewish people, you're burning up their karbanos, everybody's enraptured with the mizbeach, and they're bringing karbanos, v'yata omer aleim b'shas hadchak, and you don't come through for them in their time of need. Now, I want to make a side observation here. I mean, you could hear the violations, disgusting what she said. Okay, whatever, fine, we could work it all out. But appreciate what's going on here. She intermarried. But deep down, she's hoping to root for the Jews. And it hurts her, even as she's part of the defiling company, that the Mizbeach didn't come through and protect the Jewish people. And she has it in her mind frame to give a good kick to the Mizbeach and say, you're nothing more than a wolf. It's not a religious thing. You're swallowing, you're burning, you're eating, and you're not protecting. Only a believer deep down can talk like that. But it's a side comment, because she's not going to get credit for that. The family is going to get slammed but good because of this incident. Kishishamu chachamim bedavar, when the chachamim heard of this terrible disgrace, Kavu es tabata, v'sasmu es chalona. They came down on the family and they said, you don't get your family things in the Beis HaMikdash because of this. Now, the Gemara digresses for a moment here. V'yesh omrim, some say that it wasn't this story that caused them to lose their prestige. It was something else. Mishmarta shoel lovu. They once were delayed, they came late. And Kohanim are not allowed to come late. Kohanim's rizim heim. They come on time or early. You don't come late if you're a Kohen. V'nichnas yeshevav achiv imo. It was so bad that the other family, yeshevav, had to take their place. V'shimesh tachtov.
Other Kohanim
had to take their place. Okay. Wait, skip Bilgo, a line to the end of a line.
Bilga was from the Kohanim.
Bilga was Kohanim, and Yeshevav was Kohanim. If you want to see, unfortunately, a full list of these families, it's in the kinnis of Tisha B'Av night. When we mourn the Beis HaMikdash, we list off all the names of the Kohanim families. I say unfortunately, like that's my best and easiest source for you to find the list is Kinnis, because we're mourning that loss. Okay. So Bilga, Yeshevav, they're listed there. Okay, at the end of a line. Bishlam Lamanda Omer Mishmarto Shohel Lavo. I understand, according to the opinion, that the entire family was late in coming. Hainu tekansin and lekula mishmar. So you come down on the whole family. Elalaman da amar Miriam bas Bilga shehemira dasa. What? We got one Miriam to the family of Bilga, and she's a turncoat anyway. She intermarried. Mishum barate kansin and leilidi day, because of the daughter. So we're gonna come and give a knas against the family. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, in, yes, Kida Amri Inchi. It's an expression. Shusa Diyanuka Bishuka, the conversation of the child in the marketplace. Oda Avua, they either heard it from the father, Oda Ime, or they heard it from the mother. There are only two choices. And if she talks like that in public, that must be the attitude of the family. That the family, even though they are the Kohanim, and they're bringing the Karbanos, and they're the ones shaking the hands of all the people bringing the Karbanos and telling them, oh, I'm so glad you came to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, but at home, they crack jokes. And she heard the jokes. And now it's coming out. It reflects badly on them. Ask the Gemara, O mishum avua v'imei kansina lekula mishmara. And because of the father and the mother of this one girl, so the whole family gets slammed? Amar Abaye. Abaye answered again, Oy la rasha, oy lishcheino. That's right. Woe to the wicked, woe to his neighbor. If you're associated with the group, you're going to get slammed together with them. It's a powerful statement, but that's Abaye's response. And that's essentially the end of the Gemara. The Gemara adds on, as the Marsha says, L'sayim b'dover tov, to end the Masechta on a positive note, it tells you the flip side. The flip side is Tov la tzaddik, Tov l'shcheino. You hang out with a tzaddik, it's not only good for the tzaddik, but it's good for the person who hangs out with him. And now we have a pasuk in brackets, which is so powerful that we need to do it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Imru tzaddik ki tov. Imru means praise. Praise a tzaddik. Praise a tzaddik because it's good. Praise a tzaddik that it's good. And if you do praise the tzaddik, listen to what happens. Ki pri ma'alolehem yochelu. The fruit of their deeds you will eat. And even look at the structure of the pasuk. You're praising one tzaddik, right? And what are you benefiting? Ma'alolehem, from multiple tzaddikim. Because what the pasuk is describing is an attitude of life. Find tzaddikim, praise them. The result is tov latzadik, tov l'shcheino. When the blessing comes, you will be included. So if you live a life of praising a tzaddik, and then you have another opportunity, you praise a tzaddik, you live that type of life, prima aloleyam yochelu, you will benefit from the fruit of their deeds. The Gemara is telling us to treasure good relationships, and certainly as we finish a Masechta, we treasure the people that learn with us with the Chabura, the people that keep the Beis Medrash rocking, whether they're doing Daf Yomi or some other thing. And the fact is that we have Tov LaTzadik, Tov L'Shcheino. Hadron Aloch, Masech HaSukkah, we daven for the opportunity to learn the Masechta more thoroughly in the future. Yeshe Koach, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.